seems to me the way they designed the car alarm is so that the car will behave as if it was a nervous, hysterical person. Anyone goes near it, anyone disturbs it, just flashes on and off, acting all crazy. Not everybody wants to draw that much attention to themselves. Wouldn't it be nice if you could have a car alarm that was a little more subtle? Maybe just, you know, somebody tries to break in and it goes, excuse me? I would like a car alarm like that. Do you believe this? The car was parked right out front.
Was the alarm on?
I don't know. I guess it was on. I don't know my alarm sound. I'm not tuned into it like it's my son.
I don't understand. How do these thieves start the car?
They cross the wires or something.
Cross the wires? I can't even make a pot of spaghetti.
They stole my car.
Who did?
They did.
What, is there more than just one?
What should I do? Should I call the police?
What are they going to do?
You know, I better call a car phone company, cancel my service.
Maybe you should call your car phone.
Yeah. He's probably driving it right now.
Wait a minute, call the car phone, see what happens.
Are you serious?
Yeah, go ahead, call.
I don't even know if I remember the number. What do I say if he picks up?
Hello?
Hello? Is this 555-8383? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you steal my car?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did.
But that's my car.
I didn't know it was yours.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Drive around.
Then can I have it back?
No, I'm going to keep it.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Kramer.
Hello, Kramer.
Listen, there's a pair of gloves in the glove compartment.
Wait, hold it. Found ones?
Yeah. Listen, could you mail those to me? Or bring them by my building. It's 129 West 81st Street.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Here, sir. Gloves.
Hello?
Jerry?
Yeah, let me ask you a question. How do you cross those wires?
I didn't cross any wires. The keys were in it.
Sid left the keys in the car. All right, I gotta go. Drive carefully.
Hey, Jerry, when's the last time you had a tune-up? Because yeah. I can't find these.
Sid left the keys in the car.
Who's Sid?
He's this guy in the neighborhood. Parks cars on the block.
What do you mean?
He moves them from one side of the street to the other so you don't get a ticket.
What, are you paying for that?
Yeah, like $50 a month.
How many people does he do that for?
The whole block.
40, 50 cars.
He only works 3 hours a day.
He makes a fortune.
Because he's been doing that for years, right, Jerry?
Could anybody do that?
Oh. Hey, Sid, what happened?
I'm sorry, Jerry. Maybe I'm getting too old for this stuff.
You left the keys in the car?
Well, you know, they making that Woody Allen movie in the block and all those people and trucks everywhere. And when I saw him, I must have got a little distracted.
You know I'm in that movie?
You what?
Yeah, I'm an extra.
How'd you get that?
Well, I was just watching him film yesterday, and some guy just asked me.
Right out of the clear blue sky?
Clear blue sky.
Well, why'd they ask me?
I got a quality.
Jerry, you got insurance, right?
Yeah, but no car. I'll have to rent one.
Well, I'm going down to visit my sister in Virginia next Wednesday for a week, so I can't park it.
This Wednesday?
No, next Wednesday. Week after this Wednesday.
But the Wednesday 2 days from now is the next Wednesday.
If I met this Wednesday, I'd see it this Wednesday. It's the week after this Wednesday.
Sid, who's going to move the cars while you're away?
Whoever wants to move them. What do I care who moves them? They can move themselves if they want.
Maybe I could move them until you get back.
What's a young man like you want to move cars for? You don't work.
I'm in a transition phase right now.
Well, if you want to move the cars, move the cars. Just don't forget to take the keys out, that's all.
Huh?
Hello? Yeah, the defroster's the one on the bottom. Just slide it all the way up. You're welcome.
I'm in awe of his intellect. When he talks, it sounds like he's reading from one of his novels.
Owen March. I never heard of him.
Well, he's not a baseball player.
Yeah, that's true. Well, so it sounds like it's going pretty good.
Yeah. Well, there is one little problem.
What's that?
He's 66 years old. Next, please. Go. 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 Can I help you? Name, please.
Seinfeld, you made a reservation for a mid-size, and she's a small. I'm kidding around, of course.
Okay, let's see here.
66 years old?
Yeah, well, he's in perfect health. He works out. He's vibrant. You'd really like him.
Why do people always say that? I hate everybody. Why would I like him?
So what do you think? Could you go out with a 66-year-old woman?
Well, I'll tell you. She would have to be really vibrant. So vibrant, she'd be spinning.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservation.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. If you did, I'd have a car. So you know how to take the reservation. You just don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's really the most important part of the reservation, the holding. Anybody can just take them.
Let me speak with my supervisor.
Here we go. The supervisor. You know what she's saying over there?
What?
Hey, Marge, see those two people over there? They think I'm talking to you. So you pretend like you're talking to me. Okay, now you start talking.
Oh, you mean like this, so it looks like I'm saying something, but I'm not really saying anything at all?
Okay, now you say something else, and they won't yell at me because they thought I was checking with you.
Oh, great, I think that's enough. See you later. I'm sorry, my supervisor says there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, it looked like you were in a real conversation over there.
But we do have a compact, if you would like that.
Fine.
All right. Well, we have a blue Ford Escort for you, Mr. Seinfeld. Would you like insurance?
Yeah, you better give me the insurance, because I am going to beat the hell out of this.
Please, fill this out. What do you think? You think I'm making a big mistake?
Hey, if you enjoy being with him, that's what's important.
I love being with him. I mean, I like being with him. It's okay being with him. I just don't enjoy being with him.
Well, that's what's important.
I'm meeting him for lunch at Chadway's around the corner. Do I have to break up with him face-to-face, or can I just wait and do it over the phone?
Well, how many times have you been out with him?
Seven.
Face-to-face.
Seven dates is a face-to-face breakup?
If it was six, I could have let you go. But seven, I'm afraid, is over the limit. Unless, of course, there was no sex.
Over there.
Whoa, whoa! What is going on out there?
I need like a bucket of water. I got a car overheating. I got an alarm that won't go off. I'm pressing one, I'm pressing two, nothing. What do I do? Help me! Help me!
Hey, you know they were supposed to do my scene today?
Today?
Yeah. You know, they told me that they wanted me to walk down the block carrying this bag of groceries, you know? So I start to walk, and I trip, and the grocery bag goes flying, and Woody starts laughing.
He was laughing?
Oh, yeah. He was drinking stuff and it started to come out of his nose.
Oh.
So then what?
Well, I got a line in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
You got a line in a Woody Allen movie? You're in the movie. Is he in the scene?
Oh, yeah, it's me and him. I might have a whole new career on my hands, huh? You mean a career.
Is that with Mia Farrow there?
I didn't see him.
What's your line?
Oh, well, okay, I'm there with Woody. You know, I'm at this bar, and it's Woody Allen. Did I mention that?
Yeah, we got it.
And I'm sitting there with Woody, and I turn to him, and I go, boy, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Is that how you're going to say it?
No, I'm working on it.
Do it like this. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
No. These pretzels are making me thirsty. No, see, that's no good. See, you don't know how to act.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Oh, that was no good?
I didn't say anything.
All right, I'm going to go break up with Owen.
What was wrong with that? I had a different interpretation. Do you know anything about this pretzel guy? Maybe he's been in the bar a really long time and he's really depressed because he has no job and no woman and he's parking cars for a living. All right, shut up! Shut up! I hear you! I'm coming down! These pretzels are making me thirsty!
Yeah! Oh, my God. Took it hard.
We were walking down the block right by your house, and I was just about to break up with him, and then all of a sudden he started to twitch.
Hello, yes, I need an ambulance at 129 West 31st Street, apartment 5A.
Tell him to hurry, hurry.
It's an ambulance. I don't know, but he's unconscious.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
More, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Raver. What happened here?
I don't know. What should we do? We called an ambulance. Does anyone know first aid?
Shouldn't you do something with the extremities?
What extremities?
Well, what's an extremity?
Well, you raise the feet, get blood to the head.
Oh, you raise the head, you get blood to the feet.
Okay, what about a cold compress? They always do that.
I don't have a washcloth.
Well, use a paper towel.
You can't put a paper towel on his head.
What about a big sponge?
How are you going to hold it on there?
Use a belt.
No. Drip all over him.
Should we walk him around?
Yeah.
I've seen him do that.
No, that's for a drug overdose.
Well, maybe that's what he's got.
No, Kramer, I just had lunch with him. He didn't leave the table.
Well, he could have dropped acid when you weren't looking.
He is not a drug addict.
Hey, you know what? Maybe he's a diabetic. He might just need a cookie or something.
A cookie?
Can you give him a cookie?
How's he going to chew it?
Well, move his teeth. It happened to my uncle. The sugar survives him.
Well, you're getting crumbs all over him.
I got him chewing, but I don't think he's going to swallow.
All right, you know what? Let's put a few cookies in a blender, and he could drink it.
Cookies don't liquefy.
You can liquefy a cookie.
Well, then I'll get the blender.
What blender? I don't have a blender.
You got a blender?
I would know if I had a blender.
Where is the ambulance?
Hello, yes, I called for an ambulance like 35 minutes ago.
I can't believe what's going on out here.
This is an emergency. What's taking so long? Wait a second, maybe that's them. Hello?
Paramedics.
Come on up. Okay, they're here.
He seems to be breathing.
You know, I gotta tell you, he's a pretty good looking guy.
I know.
Those eyebrows could use a trimming. Did you ever mention that?
Almost.
I mean, because, come on, I'm running wild there.
It's not an easy thing to bring up.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you should see his bathrobe, man. It's all silk.
Yeah? Does he wear slippers? I bet he wears slippers.
He does. How do you know that?
I guess so.
What happened? What took him so long?
We got here 20 minutes ago, but we couldn't move. The whole intersection is gridlocked. I've never seen anything like it. So finally we make the turn and this guy who's running around triple parking cars slammed into us with a blue Escort.
Blue Escort? That's my rent-a-car.
Oh, man.
What happened to the car?
Sorry, you don't know what's going on out there. Who's he?
This guy I'm seeing.
Well, what happened?
We don't know.
Who put cookies in his mouth?
Cookies?
You're not supposed to do that.
So how'd you hit the car?
I was moving it across the street. I looked up and I saw Woody Allen. I got all distracted.
It's not even my car. It's a rental.
What are you doing out there? You're holding up the production of the movie. We can't shoot. And Woody, he's really mad at you.
Woody mentioned it? What did he say?
He said, who's the moron in the blue jacket who's got the street all screwed up?
Should I apologize to Woody?
All right, I'll tell you what. Next time I talk to him, maybe I'll bring it up. I'm feeling
hot. Well, what do you think first aid was like, though, like hundreds of years ago? You know, I mean, they had no medicine, no drugs, no technology, no equipment. Basically, they were there first. That was it. That was the whole first aid. They sit with you. That's all they could do. Can you help me? No, we can't help you, but we were the first ones here. I don't know if you know that. Did you see our truck? First aid. That's our motto. We show up before anybody.
Now, you didn't tell me you didn't know how to drive. You should mention that.
Well, I know how to drive.
Then how all those cars get damaged? Why are people calling me up screaming on the phone? Most of them cancel out on me.
Can I get anybody anything?
Moving cars from one side of the street to the other don't take no more sense than putting on a pair of pants. My question to you is, who's putting your pants on?
My pants on.
I don't blame you. You can put your pants on, you move those cars.
All right, I don't want to get into a big dispute about the pants.
Who's going to send money to my sister in Virginia? Her little boy needs surgery on his foot. Now, you're going to be walking around with a limp because you can't park a few cars.
Maybe I could call my father.
Hey, you seen the paper? Interestingly enough, no, inasmuch as it is my paper.
Yeah. An article in there about that writer.
Owen March, prominent author and essayist, suffered a stroke yesterday in the Upper West Side apartment of a friend.
Huh? That's the guy that was here. You're the friend.
The extent of the damage would have been far less severe had paramedics been able to reach him sooner.
Oh, Lord.
The commotion also delayed production of a Woody Allen movie that was shooting up the block. A spokeswoman for the legendary filmmaker said that Mr. Allen was extremely agitated and wondered if his days of shooting movies in New York were over.
5 seconds. Jerry, I was 5 seconds away from breaking up with him. 5 seconds. The next words out of my mouth were, Owen, it's over.
Can he communicate?
Yeah, well, he nods. And I think he understands me. He seems to enjoy it when I read to him.
All right, she's free. Hi, I called before my car got smashed.
So listen, what should I do? I mean, if I break up with him now, it'll look like I'm abandoning him because of his condition. I'll be ostracized from the community.
What community? There's a community?
What is a community?
All these years, I'm living in a community. I had no idea.
Sir, the estimate on the damage to your car is $2,866.
Ooh, well, I got the insurance and everything, so...
Now, in your report, you said that you were not the driver of the car at the time of the accident.
That is right. It was somebody else was driving.
All right, well, sir, you're only covered for when you're driving the car.
Mm-hmm. What's
that? You're not covered for other drivers.
Other drivers?
Mm-hmm.
Your whole business is based on other drivers. It's a rented car. That's who's driving it. Other drivers. Doesn't my credit card cover me or something?
Not that particular one.
Well, I got 100 cards. Here. Pick a card. Take a card. Any card you want. Go ahead. Whichever one. I don't care.
Really, sir, if you had read the rental agreement...
Did you see the size of that document? It's like the Declaration of Independence. Who's going to read that?
As it stands right now, you are not covered for that damage. And there is absolutely nothing that can be done about that.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Ah, it's good, isn't it? Yankee beans. Why Yankee beans, huh? Don't they have beans in the South? I mean, if you order Yankee bean in the South, are they offended? Huh? Yankee bean, Yankee bean, I like my Yankee bean. Owen. I have to talk. It would be nice if we could, but yeah, whatever. Don't get me wrong. I like coming here and feeding you and cleaning a little and paying your bills. That's good stuff. Good stuff. I have a wonderful time when I'm with you. Wonderful. But at this point in my life, I'm not really sure that I'm ready to make a commitment to one person. I'm just not really sure that we have enough in common. I mean, for example, I like running in the park, bicycling, roller skating, tennis, and skiing. And, well, I'm going to be brutally honest with you now. It's a bitch to get here. It's two subways. I have to transfer at 42nd Street to take the double R. Anyway, I mean, this doesn't mean we can't be friends. These pretzels are making me thirsty. Can you die from an odor? I mean, like, if you were locked in a vomitorium for 2 weeks, could you actually die from the odor?
An overdose of odor. Good question.
Do I smell?
No. I was just down on the 42nd Street subway today. It is disgusting. Guess who I bumped into? Owen.
Ah.
He's all right?
Yeah, he's almost fully recovered.
Yeah.
Told me he was just using me for sex.
Let me get that.
No, I got it.
Please.
No, come on, let me. I smashed your car. It cost you over $2,000.
Yeah, a cup of coffee should cover it. What are you doing here?
I got fired from the movie.
Oh!
Get out of here, what?
Well, you know, they were going to shoot it today, and we rehearsed it twice, and then Woody yells, action, and I turn to him and I say, these pretzels are making me thirsty. And I took a swig of beer, you know, and I slammed the glass down on the bar, and it shattered.
Oh.
Well, one of the pieces must have hit Woody, and he started crying. And he yells out, I'm bleeding, and he runs off. Anyway, this woman, she came up to me, and she says, you're fired. Boy, I really nailed that scene.
Oh, wait a... Oh, for crying out loud. I think the best part of a relationship is when you're sick. And the best part of being sick is when you're in a relationship. But if I was to get married, you know, all those vows for richer or for poorer, for better or for worse, all I need is the sickness. That, to me, is the most important one. Do you take this man in sickness? That's the only time I need somebody there. That's the time, go out, have a ball, do whatever you want. But if I get the sniffles, you better be there.